3.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News on Million Wu. President Trump scores a high court win over deporting some asylum seekers without giving them a chance to make their case to a federal judge.
Judges ruling in a 7-2 decision that the Trump administration can follow through on expedited deportation procedures.
Fox's Sandra Smith. Justices Stephen Breyer and Ruth Bader Ginsburg joining the five conservative justices on the outcome. And Seattle hit with a lawsuit from businesses and property owners over its occupied protest. Zone.
It is a class action lawsuit claiming the city essentially abandoned this neighborhood inside the CHOP and in fact worked with protesters to bring in things like porta potties and set up these concrete barricades that effectively blocked access of delivery trucks, service vehicles, and customers. Some businesses were damaged and vandalized.
Fox's Claudia Cowan. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Good morning, everybody. It's probably going to come as no surprise to you that showers and thunderstorms will be around again. A better than normal chance, a generous supply this afternoon and this evening, and then fading out tonight. The overnight low temperature tonight drops to about 71. Today's high in the upper 80s. Then tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday, the storms will be around, but they will be few and far between, just isolated in nature. Many towns staying dry all 3 days. High temperatures around 90 to the low 90s, but more of a typical summertime pattern. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Alabama Department of Public Health says more than 18,000 people have now recovered from the coronavirus. This is out of the more than 31,000 confirmed cases in Alabama. At least 879 people have now died from COVID-19. Crime Stoppers is offering a $1,000 reward to find the person responsible for a cross burning in Tuskegee. Macon County Sheriff Andre Brunson says a wooden cross was set on fire on the County Road 54 bridge over Interstate 85 earlier this month. The FBI and ALEA are also investigating the case. And Montgomery County District Attorney Daryl Bailey and the Montgomery County Cold Case Task Force are expected to announce arrest warrants and two cold case homicides in Montgomery Thursday afternoon. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens for Montgomery Paint and Body. For over 35 years, the Turner family at MPB has been repairing your vehicles good as new, maybe better, after a collision. And for just about all those 35 years, I've entrusted my vehicles to MPB because I know they will do it right. Donnie Holly and Brandon Turner are open at this time to take care of your vehicle repairs. But a lot has changed since MPB opened their doors. Insurance companies do things differently when it comes to a claim for body repair. To help save time, MPB asks that you call ahead to schedule an appointment to come in. By doing so, they can discuss your provider's procedures and save time when you stop in and help get your repairs moving quicker. For me and thousands of others, from little fender benders to total body repair, MPB has repaired our vehicles good as new, maybe better. The Turner family is praying that everyone stays safe from COVID-19, but they also pray your drives are safe. When you need Montgomery Paint and Body, call 279-7325. That's 27REC with a W.
Hello, Montgomery. Do you have more people and more devices using the internet at your home? Switch to WOW Superfast Internet 200 for $44.99 per month. And for a stronger signal, add whole home Wi-Fi for $9.99 per month. Offer details at wowway.com.
Metro Fitness is here to serve all your fitness needs. We're welcoming summer with a great 3-month membership special that includes all the gym has to offer with no hidden fees. Come experience evidence our variety in group fitness classes, the walking track, steam room, sauna, and the functional fitness zone. We're following all the new guidelines set down by the Department of Public Health, so your safety is our priority. Come be a part of our Metro family in this great three-month offer. MetroFitness.com.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel. Language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. BABBEL.com.
Have you heard about those guys on the Health and Wealth Show?
Hide your wives and daughters. Hide the groceries too.
Well, they're not that bad, but they are on the radio 6 until 7 weekday evenings on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Eddie Bader in the house, intern the Tim here. Thank you again to State Rep. Will Dismeeks for joining us those first 2 hours. It's always like that. We schedule 1 hour and ends up sticking around for two.
That was a good interview. I thought he did real well. I was glad to see him.
Yeah, it's. I really do appreciate him because a lot of politicians would consider that history of the Civil War in particular a land, you know, field.
Exactly. Sure, sure.
And he, I think, in a very honest way, goes about sticking up for what he believes in. And from my discussions with him, what he believes in is nothing close to the accusations that have been thrown at him. I'm sure there will be disagreements over the history, and there's always disagreements over causes of wars. And you, just as an example, folks, remove it from the context of the American scenario. You can go to any war and go, why did this exactly start? And there's always different stories around it.
It's always fun when he comes on, too, because you guys are both such history buffs. So mm-hmm. You guys get going.
Actually, I learned a little something from you guys.
Definitely. Yeah, no, and I really am on this big kick. I hope folks check him out, Victor Davis Hanson. He's on Laura Ingraham a lot. His most recent book is called The Case for Trump, which changed my mind on a few things. And he's a classicist by trade. He said he actually did a committee hearing in the early 2000s in front of the House about monuments, I believe, and things like that. And one of Nancy Pelosi's aides stood up, I think, and said, look, he's a classicist. You see, he's going to argue for racism in class. He's like, no, that's not what that means. Well, what does it mean? Well, it means I study, like, ancient Greek and Latin and, like, Greece and Rome and these sorts of things and what they can teach us today. But he is really reading a lot of his work. He's got a book I was listening to last night. Well, one's called Who Killed Homer. The other is about ripples of war, ripples of the battlefield, and how particular battles like the battle at Shiloh had all these different players in it that made those folks and really characterized the war. And it's crazy to think about, folks, that, you know, life goes on, life goes on, life goes on, and then a few hours or one day
can change history.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this last few months have felt like. As we step back and look at what these 2020 has been, and this is where I want to bring Eddie and Tim in on the discussion. You know, we can talk about it. We got coming up, unfortunately, the Senate Democrats in the United States Congress shot down the criminal justice police reform bill put together by Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina. And Tim Scott gave quite a fantastic speech. I'll play a little bit of that coming up. It was not the whole thing. It was a 30-minute long speech, but he gave a speech from the floor of the Senate and the well of the Senate. It was just amazing stuff. And he really called out the politics of the situation. And I was very impressed. For a while, I've been impressed with Tim Scott. But I think he's one of the few people up there in D.C. who's actually trying to bring people together. He's one of the few people who I think has changed some conservatives' minds on, say, you know, the issue of harassment by the police. And this is an element of white privilege I'm more than happy to talk about. It's not like a pejorative you throw at, you know, whatever white person talking politics. But Tim Scott was able to tell the stories of, hey, I walk into the Capitol building and they constantly question who I am, even though I'm wearing a Senate pin, showing I'm a senator. Yeah. Whereas Trey Gowdy never got questioned. And it's stuff like that. I've been pulled over for driving a nice car. Mm-hmm. Things like that still go on, unfortunately. The reasons for it, I think, are complicated. But, you know, I appreciate Tim Scott having that perspective and then also fighting for things conservatives and libertarians and the like can agree with the enterprise zones. I think this reform bill he presented yesterday and helped craft was fantastic. And yet the Democrats don't think it goes far enough. And really what I think is going on here is they didn't want a Republican version of police reform coming out of the Senate. They wanted the Democrats in the House to have the only reform for a vote because it makes their political point. It doesn't actually solve the problem.
Right.
But as we step back, 2020 began with what? Impeachment. Mm-hmm. And in the national sense, it began with impeachment. Out of that, you think, okay, we got Super Tuesday, and we thought Joe Biden was dead in the water. Bernie Sanders, of all people, you think is the front runner. It's his to take home.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be the nominee. Then he does that interview, I think, with like 60 Minutes or something. Like, well, Cuba had fantastic literacy programs. He's like, he continued to defend old commie regimes.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, all right. So everybody woke up. James Clyburn steps in on behalf of Joe Biden, gives a amazing speech, and Biden just takes South Carolina. And Biden then is back in the sunlight, and it's just bizarre. And you think, okay, Biden's going to be the guy, and then this pandemic hits.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been dealing from not just the virus itself, but the lockdown policies.
Lockdowns.
Oh, and it has made the situation, I think, worse and worse to the point where we are today that New York and New Jersey and I believe Connecticut. Have all said, we are going to make sure anybody who comes from these outbreak states now, if you try to come to New York, Connecticut, or New Jersey, we're going to make you, like, quarantine you.
2 weeks.
Now, well, I guess all you folks out there within the sound of my voice, cancel those vacation plans to the Nutmeg State. Like, what in the...
That's exactly right.
Like, I was going to go to Connecticut, but not anymore.
Not anymore.
But one thing that's interesting is you see the outbreak is, yeah, the case numbers are higher. Some from more testing, some from there's more community spread, but you're seeing it among mostly younger people.
Yeah.
And so my question is, okay, younger people getting this, are they going to the hospital?
I don't think so. I heard a number today, and I want to say it was Alabama News Network, but something about it was almost half the people that have been reported with it have also been cured of it.
Right.
So, again.
So, but there is a worry in the sense that those young people get it if they go around, say, folks who are more vulnerable.
I agree.
That's what folks need to be cognizant of it. But right. I think it's an absolute shame. It's the thing I read at the end of the show yesterday. Initially, this is like, okay, let's lock down so we can build up.
Right.
And so let's lock down. It's like, well, won't that just push off the date for when people get infected? Yes, but we need to build medical capacity.
Right.
Okay, I'll buy that argument.
Right, we went into that openly.
So we start to open up again when we have medical capacity, and it's like, oh, no, it's coming back. Let's lock down again. It's like, wait, but won't that just push off the date when people are getting infected?
Yeah.
So it's very frustrating.
It's the kick in the can down the road like we do with so many other policies.
Right, and really, to me, the idea that threatening to fine people or take any sort of punitive action at the government level,
right,
in order to lead your people, it, to me, is I don't buy it when Cuomo does it or Gavin Newsom or when Kay Ivey did it or when any mayor does it. It's not, to me, it just adds more to the situation that's very frustrating. I'll listen to scientists. I'll listen to doctors. I'll listen to these conversations we're having. And I do, like I said, before the mask ordinance or executive order, I already had one that I was wearing if I got into a crowded place.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I'm taking an abundance of precaution just in case, because, you know, I am around occasionally people who are more vulnerable. You know, I work in this studio.
What you talking about, Joey?
Yeah. Are you picking on me?
Not you. Older? No, not you two. Well, Eddie, now that I think about you.
But here's maybe Eddie.
Here's an idea. You know, out of all the methods we've tried to do to control it and all this, Sweden was the only one that said, hey, screw it. Let's let everybody get sick so we can pass through it.
Mm-hmm.
That seemed to have worked for them. Now, we are heading for our second go-round, and we haven't adopted that policy yet.
Right, and then there are other places that are like little island nations like New Zealand, yeah, where they did lockdown, and they completely eradicated it.
Yeah.
But they're a tiny little island.
Right, sure.
So they're able to pull that off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these sorts of things are complicated, and I'm very frustrated with the politics of that, and I think it's going to continue. And again, the politics of it, not the practical reality of a pandemic and having to understand this, but the politics of it. So what I wanted to ask y'all, and I'll ask the audience, 272-9228, as you look back on where we've been in 2020, and as we now are getting into truly presidential political mode with the election coming up in November, like, where do you think the big issues lie? Is it going to be on the pandemic? Is it going to be on Trump's character? Is it going to be on Joe Biden's decline? Or is it going to be on issues, you think? Do you think it's going to be on foreign policy or health care? What are the issues that matter most to you? Supreme Court justices? I mean, where are we going with this? Because that's the number one takeaway for me. Is I feel like we're in a big ball of confusion.
Yes.
Right now.
And it's almost we're ruling on issues of the day. Mm-hmm. You know, you're asking what issues. The issues that we're dealing with now, I got a feeling, will not be the issues that will be determining how we vote in November.
Right. And that's what's so
incredible. And the closer to November, the more drastic some of these issues are.
And speaking of, will this issue loom large? Of course, you've heard me on these airwaves. I might have screamed my head off a few times over the Russia collusion narrative.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, to me, it's not true. It's never been true. Though, again, to Dave the Bugman's call, I like to give people the benefit of the doubt, maybe to my own fault sometimes. So I'm like, wait on Mueller.
Yeah,
let's wait on Mueller. I was like Lindsey Graham. Which, by the way, did you see the nasty rumors and stories coming out about Lindsey Graham?
No.
I'm not going to give details because I don't know if this is true, but there are apparently like groups of male sex workers apparently teamed together to out Senator Graham.
I can see that.
And yeah. So, I mean, I don't know how I feel about that, number one. Like, no, just generally outing somebody who doesn't want to be.
Right. Not down with that. However, if you are a person that, like we had a lot of the people from churches that will damn homosexuals, damn the behavior.
Oh, and then.
And then, boy, there are the guilty.
Right. So, there is the thou dost protest too much element.
Yeah. Yes.
And that's with some folks, not everybody, but with some folks, definitely. But the point I'm making on the Russia collusion thing is what we have found is that appeals court panel essentially ordered Judge Emmett Sullivan that, hey, you need to drop the case. Like, right, the DOJ wants to drop the case. And the reason is that more evidence was provided by U.S. Attorney Jensen through the DOJ to the appeals court. And in the defense motion filed by Sidney Powell yesterday, we actually got to see what these handwritten notes said. They were done by Peter Strzok. You all remember Peter Strzok.
Yeah, Peter.
Yeah, Peter.
Oh, Lisa. Oh, Peter. Oh, Lisa.
I hope Trump keeps that up. And so, oh, my lover. Remember the old SNL skit with Will Ferrell and the hot tub lover?
Yeah. Oh, gosh. I love
it. That's how I like to envision Peter Strzok and Lisa Page eating, lamb chops in a hot tub. Are we going to get Trump out? I hope so. Anyway, Peter Strzok wrote these notes, and it seems to be from January the 4th, 2017. Now, why is that important? Well, he characterizes a meeting
mm-hmm.
with Director Comey, the President of the United States, Barack Obama, Vice President Biden, Susan Rice. But Susan Rice said that meeting happened on the 5th.
She gets her dates.
I'm not a huge dates guy. You heard us talk about history. I'm not like on this date, this, that. And I like the broad swipes. I like the narratives. But on this, you know, recent history, why is January 4th important? Oh, because January 4th is the day that Peter Strzok texted the field office for the FBI. This field office had been mostly doing all the heavy lifting of investigating Michael Flynn for, well, since like July. So essentially 4 or 5 months.
Right.
And they had already written up a closing communication, which means they were going to close the case. We found nothing on General Flynn.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the 4th, before they could file that closing communication, January the 4th, 2017, Peter Strzok texts them and says, "Don't close Razor," which that was the code name for Flynn and his investigation, Crossfire Razor, under the whole umbrella of Crossfire Hurricane. And we thought, okay, he sends that on the 4th, then there's this Oval Office meeting on the 5th, do everything by the book, by the book, by the book. But now we're finding out from Peter Strzok's own handwritten notes that this meeting seemed to have happened on the 4th, the same day Strzok tells folks, hey, don't close the Flynn case. And we also find out that Director Comey said to everybody assembled, Vice President, President, all these folks, hey, I think the Kislyak-Flynn calls are legit. Essentially saying, at Comey is saying, I don't think there's anything wrong with them. So if there's nothing wrong with the calls between Flynn and Kislyak, why the hell would you keep this thing open? And lo and behold, there's that certain someone who was saved by James Clyburn. Joe Biden, he suggests in the meeting, according to Strzok's notes, hey, maybe we should look into the Logan Act.
And everyone around the room went, what is the Logan Act?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the plot thickens. And the point is, if U.S. Attorney Durham, also from the Nutmeg State, I'll go vacationing with him, handsome bearded man. U.S. Attorney Jensen, Bash, all these folks, Barr's put together to investigate the origins, and all of this was put together. Will that play big in the elections? It will for me. That's one of the big issues for me, that because it goes all the way back to whistleblowers like Thomas Drake, William Binney, Edward Snowden, whatever you think of those folks. They've been warning about the powers of national security and spying powers in particular.
Yes.
And when you now have law enforcement of an outgoing administration using national security spying and surveillance powers on the incoming administration, and when you find no crimes, you then weave this massive narrative to take down an incoming president. What in the world? If there's not a reckoning for that or a reconciliation over that, we got a hell of a lot of problems, more than any monument on any public ground.
Exactly.
If we can't trust our government not to have a peaceful transfer of power without essentially poisoning the well, then we're in big, big trouble.
We become a banana republic.
Yes. So 272-9228. I want to know where we're going in 2020. I have my own ideas. I have my own issues I care about. But I want to know what you think. Where are we at? Because right now it seems like we are going day to day. Just time plays tricks on you. Yeah. How one battle can change all of history. Just a few days or just a few months in 1 year can really feel like it's changing history. We'll see as we get out of it. But here, let's go to JD. JD, thank you for holding.
Hey, good afternoon. I've got speculation as to where I think it's going, but more importantly, you know, I've got to look my daughter in the eye when she says, Dad, what happened in 2020, you know, later on in life when she gets older, and I'm going to have to tell her it started in 2019 with something that was so divisive and had nothing to do with race. And when she says, Daddy, what is that? I've got to tell her it all started with the Popeye's chicken sandwich wars.
Honestly, that was kind of on my mind earlier, too. I think that's where we screwed up.
I have to go with Popeye's, man. I like Chick-fil-A, but Popeye's, it was just, maybe it's because you couldn't get the Popeye's, so it became like this thing. Hey,
you don't mess with God's sandwich, and that's where we all went wrong.
Was it good enough for people to fist fight over? Was it really that good that people were fist fighting?
Yes, it was, yeah. I don't advocate violence, but I do over that sandwich. Differ.
I agree with you, Jim.
But I will say as to where I think we're going, the thing I know that is conclusive is that life is about choice. And I'll use, as an example, I'll use the gentleman in Atlanta. I'm not to say whether he's guilty or not. You know, I don't have my hands on the evidence. I'm not an investigator. I have my opinion that, based on what I have seen, I don't believe he is. But what I do know is that he is getting expedited very quickly. He was, before the investigating company got their hand on the material, he had already been charged, held without bond, arrested, the whole nine yards, from a DA who is having an investigation going on himself, that he is getting investigated on four separate counts that I know of. That does not set well with me. And I know that if the process that we have in place is not done right, and that they expedite something just to please a crowd, then that's going to be wrong. And at that point, every American's going to have to look in the mirror and make a choice.
Oh, do we believe in due process and the presumption of innocence, even when, you know, Joey looking at, say, the George Floyd thing, I think that guy, Chauvin, committed murder. But you have to understand, hey, there's a reason we have this court process. On Atlanta, it's not quite as cut and dry. So, I mean, it plays into, you know, all the facts, all the procedures, the whole context. And you could tie this all together, JD, in the sense that from the DA level and local level all the way up to the national level and the federal DOJ, we have a problem, I think, with trusting our criminal justice system.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not a good place to be.
But what baffles me is the people that have issues with law enforcement think that what the top cops in the country did to Trump is okay. They're picking and choosing when it's okay. It's like Antifa, we'll say. Antifa doesn't want cops around, but if they come across some, we'll just say some fellas out in the country, doesn't matter what race, ethnicity, or anything that they are, and they step the wrong way and the old country boys lay them out, then first people they're calling is the police. Well, I want you to arrest them. I just want you to leave me alone. Mm-hmm. It doesn't work like that.
Right.
Justice is supposed to be blind and level all the way across. And George Floyd, even though I feel that man was 110% guilty, he's still, and people said, why do you feel like that they should take their time with this? I said, because if they mess up and file one piece of paperwork wrong and he gets off, that's a bad scenario.
True,
it's always good to give everybody their due diligence and justice for many reasons. That's why we have it in place. But I foresee people having to make a decision this year, whether it's by voting, whether it's by standing up and saying, hey, I need to call the governor, or I need to write this, or I need to start a petition, because they're going to have to look the ugly truth in the face and say, it's time for me to make a decision, because if I do nothing, we all know which way that's going to go. They'll appease the mob, and the mob is just a bunch of kids throwing tantrums to get their way, and they will not stop.
Well, and here, when a DA plays into that and they overcharge, you go to court, there's an acquittal because it doesn't meet the standard, and then the mob is even more pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just,
Well,
people
standard,
aren't thinking it through.
That standard will keep changing.
And this is not to take away from the mob's maybe justified anger. But there's ways you have to go about this. So I appreciate the call, JD.
Hey, thank you all.
Take care, JD.
Let's go to Red Top. Hey, Red Top.
Hey, guys. You know, Joey, I listened to what you said, all this stuff about, you know, them finding out what happened in 2016 and all that. I tell you guys, nobody's going to give a damn about political purity and fidelity. This race is all going to be about race. This presidential race is going to be all about race.
You think so? That'll be the one that, when it comes November, it's going to be on that issue?
I think it's going to be this issue. It's the only issue everybody is pushing Democrat-wise. I've seen two new commercials from Doug Jones this morning. He's a pathetic. He looks terrible on camera. I don't like the blue shirt without a tie. I think somebody without a tie is showing very little class if they're a political person. And he's just reading the idiot card. He ain't even good at reading the idiot card. You know what the idiot card is, don't you?
What's that, Red Top?
The teleprompter.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be called the idiot card because they would hold up cards for him to read.
Right.
And he's reading it so obviously. He speaks of inequality and racial injustice, but as as true with all these people, he does not have one idea for a solution. And if when Tuberville gets back on, I'm going to start asking this man if I can get in. These people's got to start coming up with actual ideas that show concrete movement on things. I would like a leader, not a follower. I think Tommy Tuberville, I want him to go in there with an attitude of being a leader, even though he's a freshman senator. He can do it.
Yes.
So let's get ready for nothing but race, guys, because they got nothing else. The economy is improving. It's going to improve. Donald Trump's rallies are doing very good. And the Democrats are scared to go outside, if you know.
Well, I appreciate the call and your opinion. Appreciate it, Red Top.
Thank you.
Take care, Red Top.
272-9228. Joe.
Good morning. How you guys?
Good morning.
How
I'm all doing, right, Joe. How are you?
All right. There's only one issue in the November 2020 election, and that issue is a referendum on Donald Trump. And I agree with Red Top. Race will play a major role, and I've seen nothing from him to alleviate that problem.
From listening to Joe Biden, I think you're right. They're going to try to make it a referendum about Trump. That's what Hillary did last time. So let me reach out and say I agree with you. I think that's going to be the strategy, a referendum on Trump himself, the man himself. Do you think it'll work?
Well, not only the man himself, but how he handled the pandemic, the unrest in our streets. And basically, he basically caters to one group. That's his base. He has not expanded his base. And, so we, as an American citizen, I look for a uniter, not a divider. And he is a divider. Your comment about faith in the criminal justice system,
right?
The ruling yesterday facilitates the loss of faith. That was clearly a political move. It was not justice. And a technicality. So,
well, we're just going to disagree on that, but
well,
because as more and more evidence faith. Comes out with, you know, how they this, went about well, going after him.
Look, this man, John,
right.
Swore an oath, he lied three times and pleaded guilty to it. And because of political pressure, they let him out. That's not right. That's not America that I was raised in. Be blessed. Have a good day.
You too, Joe. And I would encourage you to read the court documents and what's actually coming out. And, you know, this is the deal. Our justice system is a competitive one. It's a adversarial system. So people are going to make their arguments. But it's not just that ruling. See, that's what's interesting. Joe says it tears down trust. The other folks will see that and go, yeah, I can trust it again.
No.
Yeah, I think it's more a general issue with, number one, we have too many damn laws. When you stretch the rule of law that thin to where you could argue any issue from any angle, citing right. whatever law, that's a problem. But we'll see where it goes. And I think Joe did hit something right, and there'll be an argument over it, is I think this will, especially Joe Biden's tack, be a referendum on Trump. Now, it will be a question over how did Trump respond to unrest? How did Trump respond to the pandemic? And we'll see how people in the middle politically and in the middle of the country mm-hmm. respond to the arguments that are going to be had over that. But I think Joe nailed it. That will be the frame of reference unless something else crazy happens.
Right.
God forbid. But 272-9228, more news and views when we come back. I'll try to get a little bit into Tim Scott's speech here after Senate Democrats refused to support his reform efforts, police reform efforts. And I'll also go back to the phones, 272-9228. More news and views when we come back.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about... 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with the Real Estate Minute. Although we've all had to weather the pandemic storm of closed businesses and stay-at-home orders, houses are being sold at a surprisingly rapid rate here in our area. Our first quarter sales locally and statewide set new records again. According to Alabama Center for Real Estate, the statewide demand is up 7% for homes, and sales are up by record numbers. Just this week, we had multiple offers on our listing in Millbrook. It sold in days, not weeks or months. And as we have done since 2004, we have shot videos of homes for those who can't be present to see them. I sent videos to several of my out-of-state customers who need to move to our area but can't travel to see the homes in person. For more details of selling or buying a home, call the Goodson Group at 551-0225. That's 551-0225. Or email me, bogoodson@charter.net.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
It's time to get outdoors and get together for those fun gatherings and family reunions. Be sure to take care of all your guests with portable toilets from Alabama Dumpster Service. They're delivered where and when you need and picked up by our own fleet of trucks. Our competitive pricing means dependable, affordable, clean, portable toilets. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Baby, do you understand me now? Sometimes I feel a little mad, but don't you know that no one alive can always be an angel? When things go wrong, I seem to be bad. I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark, Eddie Bader, intern to Tim in the house.
Mm-hmm. Good morning.
272-9228 if you want to get in on the show. This part of News and Views brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers in Troop Booth. If you're looking to buy any fine antique jewelry items, you can set up a one-on-one appointment with Troop Booth over there at 6948 Vaughn Road. That's the location for Heirloom Jewelers, and you can see what's in their showroom, whether it's a gift for an unexpected time, you want to surprise somebody, or maybe you're popping the big question, or maybe you're looking to treat yourself. Heirloom Jewelers are where you can find one-of-a-kind antique jewelry items. They don't make jewelry like they used to, folks, and these really do stand the test of time. But in particular, Troop Booth is looking to buy from you. So if you have a bunch of jewelry that you never use, never wear, and are willing to part with, whether you think it's a bunch of junk or it's so too expensive, Troop will never buy this, you won't know until you try it out. Call Troop Booth at 260-0066, set up an appointment, and you bring your jewelry in. He'll look over it, give you a value, an appraisal right there, and if you agree on the value, you get paid right then and there. So, again, check out Heirloom Jewelers and Troop Booth, 260-0066, to make an appointment. Or check them out online to see what they have in stock at heirloomjewelersal.com. Thank you so much to Heirloom Jewelers and Troop Booth being a great sponsor here at News and Views from 9 till noon. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Steve. Hey, Steve.
Good morning, Joey, and your counterpart there, O'Witty.
How you doing?
Doing good. Have you ever heard the term, you ain't seen nothing yet?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Baby, yes.
Yes. I think we have not seen the worst yet. I think there is a rogue wave that's going to come across this country, and you're going to see a lawlessness like you have never seen before.
You know, that is the scuttlebutt, the rumor mill keeps saying that it's fixing to get rough between here or now and the election.
Well, I think it's going not only between the election, but for years to come, because if qualified immunity is taken away from law enforcement officers,
right,
you know, everybody in the system, judge, everybody has judicial immunity, full judicial immunity. But the poor law enforcement officer, he's stuck out there on the front line. So if you take qualified immunity away from him in the municipalities and the counties, in the states, say, okay, you're on your own, buddy, with no protection, they are going to flee that profession. They already are. I get a site. You know, I've got a site where I get notified of jobs and law enforcement all over the country, and you wouldn't believe the number of agencies, big and small, that are posting wanting law enforcement officers.
Oh, I bet. I don't know of many people right now who'd want that job. It's you're trying to set yourself up for lawsuits and everything else, and being public enemy number one for trying to do the right thing.
If they take that shield away, then what you'll be left with is basically a You'll drop down a tier to security guards, simply responding to. They're going to be like an insurance adjuster, or, you know, coming to, oh, I'm sorry, yeah, but there's nothing we can do about it because, you know, we don't have any arrest power anymore, and they've defunded. So they defunded the police, so now we had to hire security guards at a cheaper rate, and we got a cheaper product. So good luck into the future, because you're going to see individuals that on an average day, they might think about committing crime, but when you take away that barrier, that thin blue line, you're going to see a wave of crime like this country's never seen before. Hate to break the news to you, but y'all have a good day.
Thank you, Steve.
Take
appreciate
care, Steve.
You. 272-9228. Let's go to David. Hey, David.
If you give them an inch, they're going to take 100 miles.
Yep.
And we were warned of that in the 60s, and nobody listened. But this cop in Atlanta, he will be sacrificed. I don't know how long he will be in a jail cell. It probably won't be long, because that will be the big secret about the whole thing. They'll eventually, you know, let him go and go out and disappear now. Don't ripple the water, but he will be sacrificed for the greater good.
Maybe, but I think this DA overdid it, and because he overdid it, it's going to backfire in court.
Yeah, he's trying to cover his own.
He did overdo it. I mean, when there's a stun gun, and then there is a stun gun, and this guy had the stun gun, you know, right, when he was pointing it at him, and he could have killed him if he wanted to. It didn't take much to put that heart out. You know what I mean?
Right. And it, I don't know, to go for murder one is, that's a little over the top. And the public statements that DA made, I mean, there are things they did not even prove. So there's going to be, that's going to be quite a court case. On George Floyd, it's pretty cut and dry. But with the Atlanta situation, I mean, we'll see. But again, this is why we have the process in the courts. We have due process. And I'm getting a little tired of us defining America and damning or raising people up in the court of public opinion. This is where we need to get back to basic liberties, rights, due process, and really you let the system work and then build more trust in the system. So we'll see. I hope it doesn't come to more sacrifices, so to speak. But we'll see, Dave.
Yeah, me too. Okay, man. Y'all have a good morning.
You too. Hey, Joey, I don't know if you had saw, but they arrested the arson suspect at the Wendy's in Atlanta.
Yeah, I did see that.
You know, she's out on bail, $10,000 bail.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she looks like a real peach.
This is the girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
It turns out it was his girlfriend.
Yeah, but arson, and you can get out $10,000 bail.
Wow.
More news and views when we come back. 272-9228 if you want to join the conversation.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, Rich Thomas for the Depot Furniture Gallery, which has recently expanded inside of Prattville Pickers. They have the absolute best selection and prices when it comes to rustic and cottage-style furniture in central Alabama. The Depot has many different pieces to choose from, including pub-style tables, dining room sets, coffee tables, entertainment centers, bedroom sets with nightstands, and many unique style accessories to make any home's decor the center of conversation. Sliding barn doors, smooth or rustic wood finish. The choices are endless. Follow the Depot Furniture Gallery on Facebook to always see the latest arrivals because new inventory is arriving regularly. Come visit the Depot Furniture Gallery inside Prattville Pickers, 616 Highway 82 West. Other locations including over 3,000 square feet at Angels Antique Mall in Opelika. Visit DepotFurnitureGallery.com or call 380-3300.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding.
Good morning, everybody. It's probably going to come as no surprise to you that showers and thunderstorms will be around again. A better than normal chance, a generous supply this afternoon and this evening, and then fading out tonight. The overnight low temperature tonight drops to about 71. Today's high in the upper 80s. Then tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday, the storms will be around, but they will be few and far between, just isolated in nature. Many towns staying dry all 3 days. High temperatures around 90 to the low 90s, but more of a typical summertime pattern. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASC Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASC Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
Hey, Allie. What have you learned from these crazy times of sheltering at home and social distancing?
Well, Dad, among other things, I've learned how much I miss seeing my friends, worshiping in person, and of course, I'm reminded how wonderful it is to be in good health.
No kidding, Allie. And I think our family might have also discovered that there is no such thing as eating too many homemade tacos.
Come on, Dad. You know you have loved the extra family time.
We have all enjoyed the extra family time, and we can all agree that every day of good health is a day to rejoice in the Lord. This is Al Crosby of Crosby Electric, along with my daughter Allie, and we have been reflecting together on how we want to say no to normal moving forward. We remember the words of our brother Paul when he reminded us, "Don't copy the behavior of this world, but let God transform you into a new person." Wow, don't we all want to be new? Say no to normal.
This is Ray Bowles at Prattville Carpet, inviting you to our summer sales event going on now.
For a limited time, take advantage of our low prices on high-quality flooring. We've got red-hot deals on all carpet, laminate, and vinyl plank. Plus, receive half-off pet pad. Call for your free measurement today at 285-8117. You can save thousands, plus receive interest-free financing for up to 12 months with approved credit. Don't miss this red-hot summer sale going on now at Proudfoot Carpet. Call us today at 285-8117.
The other day, I was at one of the local big box stores, and I saw a gentleman purchasing a Craftsman lawn tractor for $19.99. And I asked him, wouldn't you rather have a Hustler zero turn? And he said, well, sure, but I can't buy one for that price. And you know what? He's right. Until now. Hey, folks, this is Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. And for a limited time, while supplies last, I'm discounting up to $450 off MSRP the 34 and 42-inch dash models of Hustler zero-turn riding mowers. That means you can now buy a Hustler ZTR for only $19.99. So if you've ever wanted a ZTR but thought your yard was too small or the price was too big, the Hustler Dash for only $19.99 is the perfect solution. And with 0% interest financing or payments as low as $50 a month, now is the perfect time. Hustler and CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road or CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Who can you trust anymore when you have healthcare questions with all of this misinformation floating around on social media?
I trust our local doctor and also my Adams Drugs pharmacist.
I just want to know if I'm taking the right medications and if there's something else I can do to help boost my immune system.
You know, the pharmacist at Adams Drugs talked with me about my medications just the other day and offered some great advice on that very thing, boosting my immune system.
Well, what did they tell you?
They recommended vitamin C, vitamin D, and also zinc supplements. Makes me feel good when I can just walk into my Adams drugstore and talk with my pharmacist about any healthcare concerns I may have. I trust them.
Well, I need to go to Adams Drugs and let them look over my medications and get some advice on how to build up my immune system, too.
Good. You'll learn to trust them like I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned HealthMart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
Have you heard about those guys on the Health and Wealth Show?
Hide your wives and daughters. Hide the groceries, too.
Well, they're not that bad, but they are on the radio 6 until 7 weekday evenings on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Closing out the show here. This part of the program, they brought you the first hour. Now bringing you this, the closing moments of the program, Dan Black Studios. Not only can you get 50% off on all those old analog memories, bringing them into the digital future. So old VHS, VHS-C, Betamax even, 8mm film. It can be brought into the digital future as a DVD or digital file for your computer. But also Dan Black Studios can transfer those old audio tape cassettes or even those CDs and put them on a thumb drive that works.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, some new car stereos don't even have CD players, so they can do that for you. Their newest service is iPhone videos and photos to digital files.
So oh, that's cool.
If you have trouble transferring stuff off of your phone, Dan Black Studios can take care of it. And, of course, they do video production. So whether you already have raw video footage you'd like them to edit, put together in a nice presentation, or video production from the ground up, whether a big event or a TV commercial.
Do commercials, yeah.
Online branding, they can get it done over there at Dan Black Studios. Over 30 years of providing professional video services to the River Region. Call Dan Black Studios today. 279-6036, 279-6036, or go online to danblackstudios.net. Appreciate Dan Black, the whole team there, being a great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. Dan, welcome.
How we doing, Dan?
Good.
Hey, man, I'm doing great. How are y'all doing? I know you're closing out your show. I enjoy listening to you.
Yes, sir, and it's so confusing because Dan Morris walked in, so I'm like, Dan, how are you? And Dan just said hello, and Dan on the phone is saying hi at the same time. It's, y'all got to find different names or something.
That's right. Yeah, well, my name is Daniel, so but I go by Dan.
There you go.
Yeah, I was just calling to say that I think that, you know, of course, you know, I think it all started back with the Democrats with this Russia thing. And I think a lot of people still have in their mind that that is, that was true.
Trump actually did.
And they're not listening to the news now, because the mainstream media is not saying anything about what's going on. You know, we're finding out this, that, and the other, that it didn't happen. You see these Marxists on TV and they're saying, well, we're just doing this to get Trump out of office. He hasn't said anything racial. I asked a couple of friends of mine, I said, what is it that he's so racist? What did he say? And since he's been president, now I don't know what he did back in the 70s and 80s because I didn't follow Trump, but, you know, since he's been president, what has he said that's so racist? And they can't tell me anything. There is nothing that he has done.
The main one they point to is Charlottesville.
Okay. Well, that's news to me. But they just want him out of office. And, right. You know, the Democrats, Pelosi, you know, Schumer, and these, I think if it's not this, it's going to be something else up until November. And now we've got a problem, and I won't go into it, but Wilmington, North Carolina, another cop has come out and said something on dash cam, it's not going to be good.
Yeah, I saw that.
Well, I'm all for when somebody actually does wrong or does something really dumb or horrible, you got to call it out. But I'm getting a little tired of defining the nation by those incidents.
Right. It's an individual.
And I think they're just looking for, you know, the whole thing with Bubba. They're just looking for racial things to do. And then, I know on your show it's taped, that news segment, and the guy keeps bringing up about a burning cross that happened last month. Just let it go. Still investigate it, try to find out who it is.
Yes.
But stop talking about it. If the news media would just stop talking about it. Now, I'm surprised the national media hadn't picked that up. Oh, there's been a cross burning in Tuskegee. Oh, la, 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 la.
Well, I'm sure there's some folks up there in New York City. Like, where did it happen? Alabama? Racist fools. Mm-hmm. Yeah, whatever.
Right. Ain't that the place to put the loose in the
right.
Talladega?
Right.
I enjoy listening to you guys. Y'all have a great afternoon.
Thank you, Dan. Appreciate you. Well, and I appreciate you two here in the studio.
I appreciate you, Joey.
I'm gonna try tomorrow, and hopefully Jack's feeling better. Food poisoning is, I think, what it was today, folks. Just to be blunt.
There's certain things when you become a certain age that you stay away from.
Mm-hmm.
What he was eating at a certain age, you don't do that no more.
Right. So hopefully he's better, and we're going to try to have a little more fun tomorrow.
Promise?
Yes.
All right.
We're going to try. Who knows what the news will
bring. It's
Friday,
Joey. Let's have a goofy, fun Friday show.
Right, yeah. But, I mean, we're now getting word that Texas is pausing their reopening, and 1,100 new cases of Rona here in the state of Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
It's like we have, like, hardly any reported, then it's like, pop a big number up. So, we'll see where it goes. But we'll try to have fun on a Friday, and I'll send the word to Jack so he doesn't, you know, lay a big flounder out on the table.
Put some Pepto-Bismol in his system and tell him to get ready for tomorrow morning.
Well, appreciate y'all listening. We'll be back bright and early tomorrow at 9 a.m. Dan Morris is next, so you better stay tuned. And that Tim Scott clip I promised, I didn't play it because I knew Dan was going to.
Ah.
So we'll get to it. We got a lot going on, folks, on the Dan Morris Show. Y'all stay tuned.